Let's pray.
救主，谢谢你再一次召聚我们来到你的施恩宝座前。
And Lord and Savior of the grace, we thank you to summon us to your throne.
我们要再一次来朝见你这位荣美的救主。
We want to worship you, this glorious Lord.
给你的复活带来我们极大的盼望。
Because your resurrection, it brought great hope to us.
我们知道你这复活的大能也要行在我们里面。
And we know that the mighty power of your resurrection, will be with us.
求主，你今天就让我们再一次体验主你在我们心中的做工。
Lord, help us to experience your work today.
让我们来这里是满心欢喜，卸下一切的重担，专心的来仰望敬拜你。
We come here with full joy because we can concentrate to worship you and praise you.
让我们的眼，让我们的心都定睛在主你自己的身上。
Oh, help us to cast our eyes and all our attention to you.
主帮助我们在这里吃喝你自己。
Lord, help us to partake on you.
让我们在这里与你一起享受主里面的安息。
And enjoy the rest that you have promised to us.
求你让你的话语真真正正的进到我们每一个人心中。
Help us, give us your words into our hearts.
掌管我们的生命，
Take hold of our lives
让我们做一个荣耀你的人。
so that we can glorify your name.
求主与我们同在，保守我们每一个人的心怀意念。
We pray that you be with us and protect our hearts.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
弟兄姐妹，我们先来看一下我们今天的经文。
Let's turn to our scripture reading today.
今天的经文是路加福音十五章的一到四节。
It's in Luke, 15:1-7.
我会来读中文。Eric 等一下来读英文。
Read in English, in Chinese first, and then in English.
路加福音十五章第一到七节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。好，我们大家一起来读经。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间有个西洋失去一只，不把这个失去的只卷在套里，去找那失去的羊，直到找到了。找到了，就欢欢喜喜地来到街上，回到家里，这里朋友云社来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找到了，你们要和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，要不要你有这种要求，不用悔改来与人欢喜，对吧？
That's really English. Luke 15, verse 1 through 7. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
弟兄姐妹早，我们今天是十二月第一次的主日崇拜。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We come to the first Sunday worship in December.
我不知道大家的感觉怎么样。
I don't know about how you feel.
不过我想我们大家都感觉时间真的很快。
But I feel time flies.
一转眼十二月就到了。
Quickly, it's come to the end of the year.
2009年没有剩下几天就过
去了。There are only a few days left in this year.
我们刚刚过完感恩节，圣诞节就快到了。
We just finished up Thanksgiving, and then the Christmas is on the corner.
我相信大家已经开始感受到圣诞节的气氛。
You must have felt the atmosphere of this season.
你会听见圣诞的音乐。
You heard the Christmas music.
你会收到很多商家寄来的圣诞特惠的圣诞特价的广告。
You receive a lot of the discounts and coupons in mail.
我们当中也许有人开始计划圣诞节的假期。
Many of you are planning for vacation.
在外读书的孩子们也要回家。
The college students are coming home.
家人又准备团聚在一起。
The family are getting together.
所以啊，我们要计划一下一家人怎么样一起过圣诞。
Some of you are planning how do you spend the vacation together.
还要限时抢购一下家里需要的东西。
And what kind of things you need to get in order to get a good deal.
特别是你要为心爱的人准备圣诞礼物。
Prepare the gifts for your loved ones.
家里该打扫该整理的角落也要开始动工。
Clean up the difficult corners in your house.
尤其是你们要开始布置庭院跟圣诞树，对不对？
And all the decorations.
我想我们每一个人在过圣诞节的时候免不了都要去做这些事情。
Those things are seem to be inevitable.
但是我想基督徒应该会用另外一个角度去思想或者去看这个节日。
But we Christians should look at this holiday season from a different angle.
因为这是一个我们纪念耶稣基督降生的日子。
Because this is a season that we should commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ.
虽然学校不上课，虽然公司不上班。
Although we have days off from school and work.
但是我们不应该只是单单的去享受一个假期。
But we should not just to enjoy the holiday.
所以我们要怎么样来纪念这个日子呢？
So how should we experience those holidays?
如果大家还记得我曾经告诉各位，纪念是要有行动的。
If you can recall, I have said to commemorate something need to have the actions.
纪念不是嘴巴上讲讲而已。
To honor some holidays is not just lip service.
当我们在预备过圣诞节的同时，我们有什么真正可以纪念耶稣基督降生的行动吗？
Do we have any real action that we can commemorate for this Christmas?
我想最适合纪念圣诞的行动就是去传扬耶稣基督的福音。
I think the most suitable action for Christmas is to reach out to someone with gospel.
让世界上的人听见耶稣基督的福音。
Let this world heard the gospel from Jesus Christ.
我开车的时候听到一个广告里面，它有一句话很有意思。
I heard this radio advertisement while driving.
他说 ，He is the reason of the season.
他是这个季节的原因。
所以无论我们做什么，我们要知道这一切都是从耶稣基督开始的。
So no matter what we are doing.Remember that this season started from him.
因着他的降生，我们有圣诞节。
Because of his birth, we have this Christmas.
所以我们应该纪念耶稣降世，宣扬神国的福音。
Therefore, we should commemorate that he came down to this earth to proclaim the gospel of God's kingdom.
因此，弟兄姐妹，我们也应该用传扬福音作为我们圣诞节的行动。
So spread this gospel should be the actions that how we honor this holiday.
这才是真正纪念耶稣基督的降生。
This is a real action to commemorate this holiday.
我要问问大家，上个礼拜在这里讲到的是谁？
Can you recall who was a preacher last week.
记得吗？啊、哦，不错不错，大家都有来。OK，
Reverend Lin Meshulin。
上个礼拜，林牧师在这里告诉我们，福音的核心在于罪得赦免，还记得吗
？His sermon, the theme was that, the center of gospel is the forgiveness of sin.
但是我要告诉各位，上帝他不像是一位法官，他坐在那个公堂上面等着人来，然后看要不要赦免这个人的罪。
But God is not like a judge sitting in the court and waiting for someone to come forward and decide if he's guilty or not.
事实上，神对罪人的重视超乎我们的想象。
Actually, it's beyond our comprehension that God has this particular attitude toward sinners.
所以刚刚我们读的路加福音，我们要透过这一段经文，看看神是怎么样重视罪人。
We just read Luke chapter 15. We can see how valuable the sinners are in God's eyes.
我们刚刚读十五章一到七节。
We read chapter 15:1-7.
我想你无论如何，路加福音十五章你应该不会忘记。
I think we should all remember chapter 15 of Luke.
因为路加十五章里面有三个比喻。
Because it has three parables.
最常被提到的那一个就是浪子回头的故事。
The most popular one that usually mentioned by people is the parable of prodigal son.
还有一个就是迷羊的比喻，一个失银钱的比喻。
And the two are the lost sheep and the lost money.
这三个都提到神怎么样看待一个罪人。
They all talk about how God looks at sinners.
我们今天要看的是第一个比喻。
We will focus on the first parable.
这个比喻告诉我们什么呢？
What was this parable trying to convey to us?
我们先回到当时的情景。
Let's get back to the backdrop.
耶稣在讲道。
Jesus was preaching.
他讲道给谁听呢？
Who was the audience?
第一节告诉我们，那里有众税吏和罪人。
Verse 1 mentioned that it has the tax collectors and, quote, sinners.
如果我们仔细想一想，路加用字是很有意思的。
If we think deeper, it's very interesting how Luke used his words to describe.
各位想一想，税吏是一个什么词？
Think about tax collectors.
税吏是一个名词，而且它是一个职业。
It refers to a profession.
很容易就知道这个人是一个税吏。
So you know this person and his profession.
因为税吏会向人收税。
Because they are going to collect tax from people.
所以人会认识他。
So people know that person.
以前在以色列那边缴税，不是像你现在写一个支票寄去就好了。
Today we write just a check and mail it out.
如果你读福音书，你会读到一句：“马太坐在税官上。”
If you read Matthew, you will find out that Matthew sit on the desk of the tax table.
对了，那边就有一个桌子，然后是通常是在一个交通要道上面。
It's a table sit on the main concourse.
然后每个人就要带着他应该交的税到那个税吏那里去拿给他。
Every person should brought their tax money and come forward and give it to the tax collector.
所以人会认识税吏，就好像你今天认识你的医生，认识你的老师，认识你的认识你的学校的老师是一样的。
So people know this person just like you know who is your family doctor, who is your school teacher.
你只要看见他，你就知道他的职业。
You saw this person, you know his profession.
可是路加说这里还有罪人，哎，这个就很有意思了。
But Luke said there are quote sinners.
罪人是一个形容词，是有罪的人。
Sinners is used to describe the group of people that sin.
我希望大家不要把罪人当作一个职业。
And it's definitely not a profession.
也不要把它当作一个荣耀的头衔。
It's not a glorious title either.
所以罪人不是人轻易可以知道的。
Because sinners is not common knowledge to people.
除非你刚刚好看见这个人犯罪。
Unless you have witnessed this person committed the crime or something.
否则你不会知道这个人是一个罪犯。
Otherwise, you won't know that particular person is a sinner.
因此，当我们在看这一段记载的时候，我们可以非常确定那里真的有一群罪人。
So when we read this passage, we are pretty sure that that group of people were the sinners.
因为既然罪人不是一个头衔，不是一个职业，那路加写这边有罪人，真的是知道他们犯了罪。
Therefore, because sinners are not title or profession, so Luke was very particular in using this description.
他们可能触犯了律法上或者是其他的罪。
They probably violated some of the Jewish laws.
我们可以想象，路加在做这一段记载的时候，他的目的就是要特别强调这里有税吏跟罪人。
Therefore, Luke is trying to emphasize that among the audience are the tax collectors and a group of sinners.
因为那一群人里面不会只有税吏跟罪人。
Because among that, in the audience, not only those two groups.
他单单提税吏跟罪人，是要显出这里有许多的罪人跟税吏这个事实。
But he want to pinpoint those two particular type of people.
为什么要这样呢
？Why？
因为他要大家去比较一下文士跟法利赛人跟神对罪人的看法有多么大的不同。
Because he want to bring out this contrast of different perspective, the views from God and the views from the Pharisees and scribes.
很显然，文士跟法利赛也注意到这一群听到的人里面有税吏跟罪人。
Obviously, the Pharisees and the scribes realize that they are.Those two group of people in the audience.
所以圣经上说，他们就在议论。
Therefore, the Bible says that they mutter.
他们议论说，耶稣怎么跟这种人在一起呢
？They muttered why Jesus Christ would even sit, and welcome those sinners.
因为税吏跟罪人都是法利赛人所瞧不起的，所厌恶的。
Because those two group of people were despised by the Pharisees and scribes.
税吏。在罗马统治的时代，税吏是罗马人去找以色列人来做的一个像是一个官一样。
At that time, the Roman Empire's control, governed the place. So the tax collector was, appointed by the Romans.
税吏好像是罗马政府跟以色列百姓当中的一个中间人。
They are the middleman between the Roman Empire and the Jewish people.
他们专门帮罗马人收以色列人的税。
They help the Romans to collect tax from the Israelites.
罗马政府在找这些人的时候，他会先定出一个税额。
So Roman empires, before they appoint those tax collectors, they will set up a quota.
然后就请犹太人来应征这一个税吏的官。
And he will open up for application to apply for this job.
比方说，罗马人要在 Granger 这个地方收50万的税。
For example, if the Roman Empire try to collect $500,000 in this Granger area,
然后就会公开这一个机会，问有没有人要来做这个地方的税吏呢
？So they will.Open up to the public and ask who want to apply.
那因为税吏是一个肥缺，所以很多人会来应征这一个工作。
And because this is an excellent job opportunity, so many people would apply.
而来应征的人怎么样能够拿到这个职位呢？用投标的方式。
So they have to bid. Different applicants have to bid for this project.
比方说 ，Granger 这边收50万的税。
If the government want $500,000 of tax,
那么应征的人就说55万。
Then the bidders will raise the bar and will bid for $550,000.
58万、60万。
And it's just like auctions, the price goes up.
谁最后标的最高就得到这个工作。
The highest bidder will get the job.
所以弟兄姐妹，难怪税吏要讹诈人。
So no wonder those tax collectors have to come up with different kinds of Ponzi schemes.
因为他不仅要收到足够的税金交给罗马政府，他还要把自己喂得饱饱的。
Because they, not only they have to give 500,000 to the government, they have to cover their quote overhead.
记不记得有一个爬到树上看耶稣的那一个人，叫做该撒。
Can you recall from the Bible who was a tax collector that climbed to the tree?
撒该。
Zacchaeus.
他就承认自己是讹诈人的。
He even admits that he had cheated on many people.
因为他就是一个税吏。
Because he was a tax collector.
所以税吏这种职业非常受人轻视厌恶，把他们跟罪人常常放在一起。
So this profession was despised by the ordinary Israelites, and they look at the tax collector as equivalent to the sinners.
所以罪人那就更不用说了。
For the sinners, of course, you don't have to say even more.
罪人是不容于律法的。
They were not tolerated by the laws.
你如果知道一个人犯罪还跟他在一起，你就好像是同样在那个罪中一样。
And if you know a person is a sinner, but you welcome him, or people will look at you and that you have condoned sin.
这是当时犹太律法给人的观念。
And that's a concept from the Jewish law at that time.
而且他们还说耶稣接待这些罪人。
They even said that Jesus Christ welcomes the sinners.
而且还跟这些罪人一起吃饭呢。
And even eats dinner with them.
各位，接待这个词在原文里面的意思是用非常友好的态度去接纳别人。
In the original language, welcome means using a very friendly attitude to receive someone.
就好像你对待家里请来的客人一样。
It's like you treat your honored guest to your house.
所以耶稣不但让这些人跟着他，听他讲道。
So not only Jesus let those sinners follow him and listen to his preaching,
而且耶稣对待他们的态度是非常友好、非常和善的，丝毫没有带着轻视的意味。
But also Jesus' attitude to the sinners are very friendly, has nothing to do with despising.
所以法利赛人跟文士他不会接受耶稣这样的做法。
Therefore, the Pharisees and scribes would not accept the same way.That Jesus treat the sinners.
在文士跟法利赛人的观念里面，罪人是要被毁灭的。
Because in their mind, those sinners should be destroyed.
怎么可能他跟罪人一起吃饭呢？
How can this person eat and welcome?
从这里看，耶稣一定不是神。
Therefore, they concluded that Jesus Christ is not God.
神不会跟罪人在一起。
God and sinners are mutually exclusive.
所以当这些法利赛人跟文士在议论耶稣的时候，他们其实在说一件事情。
So the Pharisees and scribes were muttered about Jesus.
这个人绝对不是弥赛亚。
Because they made a conclusion that this person is definitely not Messiah.
因为神不可能跟罪人在一起。
Because Messiah cannot be with sinner.
他一定是假的。
He must be a fake.
真的神绝对不会做这一件事情。
True God would not do that.
哈哈哈，他终于露馅了。
All right, that he revealed some problems.
我们终于抓到他的把柄了。
Now we got the evidence to get him.
我们发现文士跟法利赛人对罪人的观念跟神截然不同。
Here we see what a difference between the perspective of Pharisees versus God.
神应该是像他们一样厌恶、轻视这些罪人的。
Pharisees think that God should be like them, that they should despise those sinners.
神是来审判一个人的罪的。
And God will come and judge a person's sins.
神是要来惩罚这些人，神是要来毁灭这些人的。
Punish the sinners and destroy them.
可是他们错了。
But they were wrong.
神对罪人的态度是，他愿意接待罪人。
God's attitude toward sinner is that he welcomes them.
他用一个很和善、很友好的态度，让这些罪人得到悔改的机会。
He uses a kind and friendly approach so that they have the chance to repent.
神就是这样愿意把救恩赏给罪人。
God is so willing to give his redemption to the sinner.
所以耶稣用的态度是接近并且接纳这些罪人。
So Jesus approached those sinners and accepted them.
各位弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣来到这个世界上的使命。
Brothers and sisters, this is the commission of Jesus Christ.
他来到这个世上就是为了接待这些罪人。
He came to this earth to accept the sinners.
他为罪人而降生。
He came for the sinner.
但是我觉得今天在某些教会里面，文士跟法利赛人仍然存在。
But I feel that in some churches we saw a lot of the Pharisees and scribes.
我想我自己算是去过不少教会的人。
I've been to many different churches.
在我接触过的这些教会里面，绝大多数教会里的福音工作对象都是白领阶级。跟知识分子。
Most of the churches that I have visited, I saw their target of evangelism is the white collar, middle class generation and the intellectuals.
或者我们说一般的社会大众。
Or what we said, the ordinary, public.
所以许多教会的成员都是那种平常、寻常的百姓。
Therefore, many members of those churches are ordinary people.
大家都过着一般正常的生活。
Ordinary, living an ordinary, normal life.
极少数的教会才会去关心社会的边缘人。
Very few in the churches will care about those people who are on the edge of society.
比方说那些吸毒的，比方说那些卖淫的，那些坐牢的等等。
Such as the drug abusers, the prostitutes, or those who have been to jails.
在很多教会成员的心里，这些人是不可爱的。
To many churchgoers, this type of people were not
lovable. Not lovable.
Not lovable.
这些人是不适合在教会里出现的。
They are not fit to come to church.
恐怕这些人一出现就要带坏整个教会。
And they may bring in bad influence to the church.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们要小心我们自己，不要变成文士跟法利赛人。
Brothers and sisters, be careful so that we would not become the scribes and Pharisees.
不要因为我们得救了，我们好像就比这些人更圣洁。
We should not feel that we are holier than the non-believers.
于是我们忽略了这些人应该有的救恩。
Therefore, we ignore the chance of salvation of those sinners.
也不要忽略上帝对这些罪人的态度。
We should definitely not ignore the attitude that God has toward the sinners.
以及他降世为这些人的心意。
And why Jesus Christ came to this earth.
我们千万要记得，我们的神是接待罪人的神。
Let us remember that our God is welcome sinners.
整本圣经都是在讲上帝愿意挽回这些罪人。
The whole Bible is talking about how God is so willing to bring back the sinners.
上帝愿意接待这些罪人。
God welcomes the sinners.
上帝要把永生的福分赏给这些人。
I want to grant to them the blessing of eternity.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要警惕自己，挪去心中一些成见。
So, brothers and sisters, let's be alert. Let's take away our bias.
我们不喜欢这个人，我们不喜欢那一种人。
We don't like this type or that type.
We
should take away those personal prejudices and bias.
我们应该按着神的心意去接近、接纳他们。
We should approach and welcome those people.
这是第一节跟第二节的背景。
So this is the backdrop of verses 1 through 2.
当耶稣知道这些法利赛人跟文士他们心里在议论的时候
，Jesus listened to the muttering of those Pharisees.
耶稣就开始讲一个比喻，让人更清楚神对罪人的态度。
So he started this parable so that they can have a better understanding.
就是各位看见这个迷羊的比喻。
And this parable is about the lost sheep.
他主要讲这个比喻的目的是给那些文士跟法利赛人听。
His purpose is to let the Pharisees and scribes know.
大家都很清楚，耶稣说如果一个人有100只羊，其中一只不见了，这个人会撇下那99只去找那一只。
The parable is about finding the lost one by setting aside the remaining 99.
耶稣为什么会这样比喻呢？
Why did he use this parable?
因为这件事情是连法利赛跟文士自己都会去做的一件事。
Because even the Pharisees and the Scribes would do the same thing if they have one sheep that is lost.
几年以前我去以色列参加圣地之旅。
Few years ago, I traveled to Israel.
在许多的旅程当中，我们都会经过以色列所谓的游牧区。
Many journeys I saw a few times the area of shepherding.
我们会看见很多羊群在那里，也有牧人在那里。
I saw different herds of sheep and shepherds.
谈到牧羊，大家都会想到那个绿油油的草地，然后一只一只白羊在那里很愉快的吃着青草。
It definitely come to your mind that a green pasture, with beautiful white sheep eating the grass.
大家想到的是诗篇23篇。
It relates to Psalm 23.
可是我告诉各位，很多以色列的游牧区，不要说有草原，就是草也没有几根。
Most of the areas that I saw that has sheep in Israel did not even have a few grasses.
我开始有点担心，哪一天我的头发也会像他那样。
So I'm so afraid that my hair someday will become like a barren plant.
这句话是帮 Jerry 讲的。
About my forehead.
那里的环境真的很差。
It's a hot terrain.
如果羊没有牧人带领的话，它不是饿死就是病死。
The sheep won't be fed if there's no leading of the shepherd.
再不然就是被野兽吃掉。
So, if they did not die of hunger, they will be destroyed by or devoured by the beasts.
羊不能没有牧人带领，不能没有牧人照顾。
Sheep needs the shepherd.
在古代的以色列，羊是非常珍贵的动物。
In the ancient time, sheep is a very precious animal.
大家也许不知道，羊比牛好养。
Because it's easier to raise sheep than cattle.
一个非常贫瘠没有办法养牛的地方，却可以养羊。
A barren, hard terrain can raise sheep, but may not be able to afford raising the cattle.
而且羊它不但可以供应羊奶、羊肉。
Sheep can offer milk and meat.
还有他身上非常珍贵的羊毛。
And the wools are very precious and expensive.
在那边，在当时都是非常重要的民生物品。
And those are the important properties.
我相信各位现在身上还有。
I believe some of you are wearing some wool material.
羊毛可以做成各样的纺织品，帽子、鞋子、袜子、衣服等等。
Many kinds of textiles and garments are made by wool.
还有羊的皮也很有很多的功用。
Sheepskin can also do a lot of things.
它可以做衣服，可以做鞋子，可以拿来做装水或者装酒的那个皮囊。
The garments, footwear, even the containers of water or wine.
甚至于可以做成皮筏在河上航行。
Or even make the
raft.
The raft that you can across the river.
所以羊在古代以色列人的生活里面是一个很重要的资产。
So it's a very important property to or asset.
那个时候你失去一只羊，就好像今天丢了一大笔现金一样。
At that time, if you lose one sheep, it's like you lost a lot of the money today.
那是很大的损失。
That's a big loss.
所以即使是法利赛人，他如果走丢了一只羊，他都要想办法把它找回来。
So even the Pharisees would do the same to go out and find that lost sheep.
各位，你想想看，找一只羊容不容易
？Think about is that easy or difficult to find a lost sheep?
羊不是狗，听得懂吗
？Sheep is not like a dog.
狗会自己找到回家的路。
The dog has instinct to come home.
羊只会到处乱跑。
The sheep will run, be running around astray.
而且羊走的路往往不是人会走的那条路。
And usually the sheep travel different paths that usually people won't walk through.
人会走比较好走的路。羊呢，却到处乱走。
Sheep will go randomly, but man will try to find the easy way.
以前没有高科技。
Without high technology back then.
没有直升机，没有卫星定位。
No GPS or helicopter.
也没有无线电追踪器。
No communication tools.
所以要找到一只羊非常的困难。
So it's very hard to find that lost sheep.
一个牧羊的人往往要花好几天的时间在野地里搜寻，才能找到那一只迷羊。
So the shepherd had to take a few days of time and search around in the bad terrain to find the lost sheep.
换句话说，那个牧人自己都要冒着很高的风险去外面找羊。
In other words, the shepherd has to take personally a big risk.
牧羊。牧羊人要自己跟天后，比方说现在这么冷的天，羊走丢了，牧羊人自己要跟天后、跟那个自然环境去搏斗。
Take the risk of combating with the harsh weather and environment.
冒着这样的危险，才能找到那一只迷失的羊。
Take the risk of danger in order to find the lost sheep.
可是你发现。即使是这样，那个牧羊人他甘愿为那只迷羊付上这样大的代价。
But even that, the shepherd is willing to take the risk.
所以耶稣用这个比喻是要让这些人知道神多么看重那一只迷失的羊。
Therefore, Jesus uses parable in order to let people know that how God values the sinners.
神愿意花很大的代价。去把它找回来。
God is willing to spend a lot of, take a big price to find the lost ones.
当然，大家都知道，耶稣所说迷失的羊，就是还不认识他的人。
Obviously, you know that Jesus Christ referred to the lost sheep means those who still do not know God.
包括这里的法利赛人、税吏、文士跟罪人
，including the Pharisees, the scribes, and the sinners.
所以耶稣用这个比喻告诉这些人说，他就是那个按着神的心意到世界上来寻找那些迷羊的神。
So through this parable, Jesus Christ is telling the crowd that he is the one that came to search for the lost.
这就是他降世的目的。
That was the purpose of his coming down to earth.
他要把那个迷失的羊再一次带回神的家里。
He want to bring the lost ones back to the heavenly home.
各位弟兄姐妹，我不知道当你在想耶稣基督降生的时候，会不会觉得有点奇怪
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you feel strange when you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们庆祝圣诞节其实是很奇怪的，你知道吗
？Don't you feel it's kind of strange why we celebrate this Christmas?
怎么说呢
？What do you mean by that?
我们说我们庆贺耶稣基督的降生。
We said we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
可是你知道吗？耶稣基督已经存在了。
But you all know that Jesus Christ is omnipresent.
他是那一位创造世界的神啊。
He was the God who created this world.
不只是在两千多年以前呢，他早就存在了。
He was there even before 2,000 years ago.
不知道找到多少的时候，还没有我们的时候，他就已经存在了。
He was there even before time.
他比我们先在这个世界上。
So he was on earth on this earth before us.
所以应该是他为我们庆生啊。
So logically, he should be the one that celebrate our birth.
哪有这个我们为他庆生的道理呢
？Why should we bother to celebrate his birth?
耶稣不需要被人生出来，你知道吗
？Because he doesn't have to be born by people.
他是那位自有拥有的神。
Because he is the eternal God.
他不必借着这个出生的过程才能来到这个世界上，你知道吗
？He doesn't have to come to this earth through the procedure of birth delivery.
因为他早就已经存在了。
Because he was there already.
可是我告诉大家。这就是上帝，这就是神寻找罪人的一个过程。
But let me tell you, this is the procedure that God's how God finds the lost.
耶稣就像那一位冒着危险离开家去找迷羊的那个牧人。
Jesus Christ was like the shepherd that took the risk to search the lost sheep.
他明明知道这个世界要害他，这个世界要杀他。
Jesus knew that this world is going to hurt him and kill him.
但是他甘愿到这个危险、邪恶、不圣洁的世界上。
But he was willing to come to this dangerous and wicked world.
他被人怀疑、羞辱、出卖、鞭打，最后处死。
And he was doubted, humiliated.Betrayed, flogged, and executed by the people on earth.
为的是要找到我们这些迷失的人。
In order to find us, the lost ones.
他花了很大的代价，很大的牺牲，找到了我们。
He paid a big price, a big sacrifice to find us.
我们今天已经离开那个必死的境地，成为神国的子民。
So that we can be departed from the status of eternal death and become the people of God.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们不要像法利赛人跟文士那样厌恶、敌视、排斥这些世上的罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we should not be like Pharisees and scribes that despise hated the sinners.
法利赛人跟文士看见一个罪人的时候。他们的心里想的不是怎么样去救这一个人。
When they saw a sinner, they were not thinking about how to save the sinner.
而是赶紧去想我怎么样定这一个人的罪。
But rather think about how to convict their sins.
而且我要让世界都知道我自己是一个多么圣洁的人，多么公义的人。
They want the world to know that how they hated.The sinners and how righteous and honorable they are.
希望别人因此而尊重这个法利赛人。
They're hoping that other people will respect themselves.
高举这个法利赛人。
Will exalt themselves.
我不知道大家对一些比较社会上比较不一样的人看法是什么。
I don't know how you feel about those people on the edge of the society.
我想我们只要看到一个流浪汉，或者是一个吸毒的，一个混帮派的，这些人，我们大概都会退避三舍。
Because human nature teaches us that when we see a homeless or a drug abuser or a gangster, we'll try to avoid them.
甚至你看到一个黑人，你都会下意识的觉得我不要跟他亲近。
And sometimes even when you see a people of color, you will try not to get too close.
我们所接触的都是跟自己出身差不多、有相同文化水平、有类似社会经验的人。
Because we are so used to deal with people like us, grew up from the same kind of family and go through the same experience.
甚至于当我们当了基督徒以后，我们的生活圈子更窄。
And sad to say that a lot of us become our social circle is getting narrower and narrower.
我们经常跟教会里的弟兄姐妹来往。
We tend to spend time associating with brothers and sisters in church.
我们越来越少跟那些还不相信耶稣基督的人来往。
And we spend less and less time with the non-believers.
我们从此对人的看法就是很简单的二分法。
And we see people, we judge people in dichotomy.
信主的跟不信主的。
The believers versus the non-believers.
信主跟不信主往往变成我们评判一个人的标准。
And that usually become the criteria we judge people.
各位弟兄姐妹，我在服事的过程里面有一段时间非常的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, I had a special experience when I served in a church in Taiwan.
我在南部的一个教会，离这个教会不到50公尺的地方，就是所谓的红灯区。
I was serving in southern Taiwan in the church. Just about 50 meters away from the church is a street of prostitution.
那条路是我们的必经之路。
And we have to get to the church every day by walking through that street.
可是我发现很多人故意绕远路而走。
I found out many churchgoers try to avoid that direct shortcut and take a longer route.
当然，如果你一个男人走在那里是很危险的。
Obviously, a single man walking through there is kind of dangerous.
因为那里的人会拉你。
Because they will grab men.
所以我常常要跟我太太或者另外一个女性的信众走过那里。
So I usually walk through that street with my wife or another sister.
可是我们也看见一个事实。没有人向这些人去传福音。
I observe a fact that nobody witnessed gospel with the prostitutes.
离他们50公尺的教会从来不会去带他们进来。
Even the church that is only 50 meters away from that street.
弟兄姐妹，我为什么讲这个
？Why did I mention that?
我们是那个99只在圈里的羊。
Because we are one of the 99 that are already in the.
我们已经得着福音的好处，我们已经有一位天上的牧者在照管我们。
We already get the benefits of gospel. We have the shepherd in heaven to take care of us.
你知道我们自己是在一个非常安稳的环境里面。
We are in a very stable, environment.
不管你生命当中发生什么事情，有一位神替你挑担。
No matter what will happen, you have God who share the load with you.
有一个牧者天天看顾保护你。
You have a shepherd that take care of you every day.
可是还有很多人是在外面迷失的。
But there are many that were lost outside.
我们要懂得神的心，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand God's heart.
神如果要寻找罪人，我们也应该去寻找罪人。
If God is searching for the lost ones, we should do the same.
其实神让我们看见很多迷失的羊。
God led us to see many lost ones.
而且这些迷羊就在你我的周围。
They are surrounding us.
有些时候，我们像刚刚我说的，我们只是看见这个人没有信主。
We often saw someone who has not believed in God.
我们却没有进一步帮他们，让他们去找到神。
But we did not do the next step to lead them to God.
或者进一步让神去找到这个人。
Or let God find them.
我想大家听到这里，心里面都会想，好像我们应该做一些什么事了，对不对？
So you might think, what should we do?
我们到底应该怎么办呢？
What are the actions?
我要卖个关子，等一下告诉你。
I'll get to that.
牧羊人他不但是要找羊。
The shepherds not only need to search for the lost one.
耶稣的比喻继续让我们看见，牧羊人找到羊以后，这个牧羊人的反应是什么？
The parables of Jesus also tell us what's the reaction once the shepherd found the lost sheep.
牧羊人找到这个羊，第五节第六节说，找到羊之后，牧羊人会把羊扛在肩膀上带回家。
Verse 5 through 6, it says that the shepherd, when he finds the lost one, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home.
并且回家找邻舍朋友一起来庆祝。
And he calls his friend and neighbors together and celebrate.
弟兄姐妹，这也超乎我们的想象。
Brothers and sisters, this is really beyond our imagination.
牧羊人没有责打，没有为难那一只迷失的羊。
How come the shepherd did not rebuke and spank this lost one?
而是把他抱起来，扛在肩膀上带回家。
But rather, hold him up and put on his shoulder and take him home.
为什么牧羊人要这样呢？
Why does the shepherd do that?
大家想想看，在那样恶劣的环境里面，这只羊可能几天几夜没有吃东西了。
Because in the terrible terrain and environment, this sheep may have been in hunger for several days.
它可能已经非常虚弱，生病了，受伤了。
It was even sick or wounded. It was very weak.
所以牧羊人他体贴到那个羊的软弱。
So the shepherd realized how weak the sheep is.
他不能再让他自己走回家，所以就把他扛在肩上扛回家。
Because the sheep does not have the strength to even walk home with the shepherd.
你想想你刚刚信主的时候。
Think about when you just believe God.
你还没有得到救恩的时候。
You just started realizing salvation.
你的光景像不像这一只迷羊？
Yourself is just like the lost one that was found.
我想我们很多人在回想我们过去的时候，都会有这样的感受，就是当时我的生命真的是跟现在不能比。
To many of us, maybe you can recall that the moment you believe in Christ, the life was not the same as where you are today.
我们都可能是那一只迷失、生病、饥饿、干渴、受伤的羊。
At that time, we could be just like the sheep that we are hungry, we are weak, we were sick.
但是耶稣基督把你扛在肩膀上，带回这个家里面。
But Jesus Christ carry you on his shoulder and walk you home.
不但如此，牧羊人在这个过程里面，他不是很生气，不是很难过的。
Not only that, the shepherd was not in anger.
牧羊人的反应，这里说是欢欢喜喜的。
But rather he was joyful.
他不仅自己非常高兴找回了那一只羊。
Not only that he himself is happy.
他还会邀请邻舍朋友一同来庆祝这件事情。
He will even invite the friends and neighbors to celebrate.
他找羊找得再辛苦都无所谓。
And no matter how tired or how hard it was in the searching process,
他只在意那一只羊回到了家没有。
He only cares whether he found the one and took him home.
只要那一只羊不在野地里流浪，它的目的就达到了。
As long as this sheep was found and not wandering in the wilderness, his purpose was fulfilled.
可见上帝多么喜爱罪人。
Here we can see how God loves the sinners.
如果你看十五章里面那个浪子回头的比喻，你同样可以看到相似的描写。
If you continue to read this chapter on the parable of prodigal son, you will see the same reaction.
那个父亲多么欢喜快乐见到那个浪子回家。
The father was so happy to see the lost son came back.
我知道各位家里都没有浪子。
And I know that none of you had the prodigal son.
可是我相信每一个人都有你找回那个心爱东西的经验。
But I believe every one of you have the experience of finding something that you had lost.
几年前有一天我打开电脑，发现电脑不动了。
A few years ago when I opened my PC, it was not functioning.
Not PC, my Apple.
Personal computer. It doesn't have a brain in.
我知道麻烦大了。
I know I was in big trouble.
所以我就把它拿去修理。
So I took it to be fixed.
因为里面有我非常重要的资料，而且马上要交的报告。
It has very important documents and some reports were going to be due.
如果救不回来的话，我的生命会变得非常凄惨。
So I would have a miserable life if I cannot recover those documents.
好在有一个好朋友帮我的忙。
So fortunately, I had a good friend who can help me.
他花了将近一个礼拜的时间，把所有的资料。
And he spent 1 week of his time to recover my files.
如果我没有记错，里面有13万个档案。
I had 130,000 files.
全部都救回来。
All got recovered.
那个时候我的心里真的是快乐无比。
At that time I was so joyful.
因为有一些东西如果丢了，那是再也找不回来的。
Because some of the files is irreversible. When you lost it, it's gone.
能够找回来真的是了不起了不起的大事。
It was a great wonder that he could recover the files for me.
真的会让我走路都在笑。
I was even smiling when I was walking.
说不定做梦也在笑。
Or even dreaming.
可是弟兄姐妹，我不会因为这一件事去请人吃饭。
But even I was so happy, I would not invite my friends and neighbors to celebrate.
我不知道你会不会。
I don't know if you would do that.
你会不会为了找回一件东西而邀请人跟你一同庆祝？
Will you find your friends and neighbors to celebrate because you found something lost?
如果你会，我请你记得我的电话，我要跟你一起庆祝。
If you do, make sure you call me.
各位，这个就是神找到一个罪人之后的反应。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reaction that God had found the sinner.
神真的喜欢罪人。
He really loved the sinners.
他找到罪人以后，心里真的是欢喜快乐。
He was so happy by finding them.
这个就是第七节说的。
And this is the what was said in verse 7.
当一个罪人悔改相信神的时候，神就跟这个牧人一样。
When a sinner repented, God was as joyful as this.Shepherd.
上帝要显出极大的欢喜，而且是大大的欢喜。
God will show great joy.
当你我悔改信主的时候，我们在天上都有一个庆祝会。
So whenever we repented, there's a big celebration in the heaven.
神在天上欢欢喜喜的庆祝。我们被召回家。
God celebrates our repentance and homecoming.
所以弟兄姐妹，你可能不知道上帝为什么要接待罪人，上帝为什么要出去寻找罪人。
Brothers and sisters, you might wonder why God welcome sinners and search for sinners.
在这里我们看见那个原因，就是神真的喜爱罪人。
Because here we see the reason. He loves sinners.
他看见一个软弱无助而又败坏的生命，在他锲而不舍的寻找之下，终于可以回到他的怀抱。
Because he found out a life that was lost, that was sick, can be restored through his efforts.
一个他所看重、所宝贵的灵魂能够真正被苏醒，看见这个灵魂真正的主人。
He valued a lost soul and helped to restore the soul to see who is the master of that soul.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们今天从七节短短的经文就看见神对罪人的态度是怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, through those seven short passages, we see the attitude of God toward sinners.
他接待罪人，寻找罪人，喜爱罪人。
How he welcomes sinners, searches for sinners, and loves them.
不管那个罪人有多坏，他永远都不会改变他的态度。
No matter how wicked the sinner is, his attitude, God's attitude, will never change.
而且我告诉各位，在神的羊圈里面，永远都只有九十九只。
And I tell you that in the pens of God's, in God's pens, it is always have a lost one.
神的羊圈里永远都少一只迷失的羊。
There's always some lost ones outside of the pen.
我要对姐妹说，当你看着你的衣柜的时候，就要想到这一节经文。
Just like sisters, when you look at your the closet, you always think that you are missing some beautiful garment.
弟兄姐妹，弟兄们，你也不要高兴。当你看着你的领带的时候，你也想到这一节经文。
And likewise, brothers, when you look at how many ties, neckties you have the same feeling.
这是我今天讲到的题目，永远少一个。
That's why I use this topic. You will always miss one.
上帝永远在找那一只迷失的羊。
There's always a missing one in the den of God's place.
在耶稣再来以前，只要世界上还有一只迷失的羊，上帝就不会停止去寻找他。
Before Jesus comes again, as long as there's a lost one, God will never cease finding the lost one.
圣诞节就是耶稣找罪人的起点。
So, Christmas is the beginning of Jesus Christ's search for the lost sheep.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，纪念圣诞节最合适的活动就是把福音带给还没有听过福音、还不认识神的人。
So reaching out to the non-believers is the most meaningful way to commemorate the Christmas.
所以我现在要告诉你，我们可以怎么做。
So now let's get to our actions.
我们第一件要做的事就是接近人群。
The first thing we can do is to get closer to the crowd.
神把我们每个人摆在不同的地方、不同的场合。
God put us in different occasions, places.
有些人在学校里，有些人在公司里。
Some in school, some in corporations.
有些人在家庭里。
Some at home.
有些人看见的是同学、老师。
Some meets their classmates and teachers.
有些人看见的是老板、同事。
Some meet their colleagues and bosses.
有些人看见的是你的家人。
Some see their family members more often.
不论你在哪里，不论你看见谁。
No matter where you are and whom you have contacted with.
我们都要去接近这一群人。
We should approach them.
各位弟兄姐妹，神把我们摆在一个环境里面，不是人生的际遇。
God put us in those circumstances.It's not because of coincidence.
而是上帝的计划一部分。
But it's part of his plan.
我们当中有不少人是因为留学到了美国才听见福音、相信主的。
Many of us came to this country and had contact with the gospel and then believed in it.
各位，这不是你人生当中的一个际遇。
This is not just a coincidence.
而是神要你在这个环境里面，借着许多人把福音给你，借着许多人找到了你。
But it's God's plan that put you in those places and time, so you are approached by other believers.
同样的，当今天把神把很多人放在你周围的时候，也是神的计划。
Likewise, today God will put you in those places.
他的计划就是要你去找到这些人。
His plan is for you to search the lost ones.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，我们先要接近这一群人。
Therefore, we should approach the people that we are familiar with.
我们要跟这些人多一点互动，多一点对他们的了解跟观察。
We should have more interactions with them, and more observations about them.
和他们建立良好的关系，甚至做个朋友。
Build up good relationship and even become friends.
我告诉各位，这就是寻找的过程。
I tell you, this is the process of searching.
马太福音说，耶稣走遍各城各乡。
The book of Matthew says that Jesus Christ walked through all cities and countries.
他在会堂里宣讲天国的福音。
And teach about the gospel of kingdom in synagogues.
又医治许多患病的人。
And healed many sick ones.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣在接触这些人群。
This is how Jesus Christ approached people.
耶稣透过各样的机会在找寻迷失的羊。
He used every single opportunity to reach out to the lost one.
如果他不这样做，没有机会把福音给其他的人。
Without doing that, he could not spread the gospel.
我们也是一样。如果我们不能接近人群，我们没有机会让这些人知道上帝正在找他们。
If we cannot approach people, we cannot tell them that God is searching for them.
慢慢当你跟这些人越来越接近的时候，你就有机会做第二件事。
The second thing you can do is that after you approach people,
就是跟他们传讲耶稣基督的福音。
And you have the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
你可以单独跟这些人谈耶稣基督的福音。
You can talk with them individually.
你也可以邀请他们到你的小组或者家庭当中。
Or invite them to your small fellowship group.
或者邀请他们来参加教会的活动。
Or invite them to church activities.
让这些人可以近距离的来看我们的信仰。
So they can see our face in a close distance.
这就是我们带他们回家的时候。
And this is the time we bring them home for God.
其实这一点我想我不必多说。
I don't have to elaborate much.
很多人我们信主的过程就是这样。
Many of us believe in Christ through this kind of way.
我们从一个观望者慢慢变成一个参加者，最后变成一个追随耶稣基督的人。
We started as a bystander and gradually became a participant and finally became a follower of Christ.
我鼓励大家可以设计一些福音活动。
I encourage you that you can design some gospel activities.
让这些在你周围的人可以听见神的福音。
Let those surrounding you can hear gospel.
我们每个人都有生日。
We all have birthday.
你可以有一个生日的 party。
You can have a birthday party.
在这个 party 上面，跟你邀请来的人讲福音的好处。
And you can witness the benefits of gospel in your birthday party.
如果你有小组，小组也可以预备一个福音茶会或者是一个旅游。
You can have a gospel tea party or arrange some type of travel.
邀请这些在我们周围的人一起来参加。
Invite your neighbors, invite those you know.
让我们有机会认识他们，也让他们有机会认识我们的信仰。
So that we could get to know them more and they know our faith more.
弟兄姐妹，不要忘记，当上帝找到那只羊的时候，他在天上要欢喜快乐。
Let's remember how joyful God is when he found the lost one.
我们太多的时候不会让神欢喜。
Many times we did not please him.
但是你如果让他找到一只迷羊， 他却大大的欢喜。
But if you can find the lost one for God, he will be very pleased.
盼望神施恩给我们每一个人。
May the Lord have grace on us.
让神可以跟我们一起去寻找迷失的羊。
So that he will help us and search for the lost one with us.
带领他们回到神的羊圈里。
Bring them into God's hand.
我们要来唱一首诗歌。
We will try this, sing this new song.
今天大家在拿周报的时候有一个insert.
It's an insert that came with your bulletin.
这一首诗歌叫做99只，99羊。
It's called the 99, 90 and 9.
我们用英文来唱。
I sing in English.
这首诗歌是18多少年的时候一个作者写的。
It was written in 18th century.
应该是一首很古老的诗歌。
It's an ancient hymn.
但是我觉得上帝没有因为这首诗歌那样的古老就不再寻找他的迷羊。
But God did not stop there. He continued to search.
在今天这个弯曲背谬道德沦丧的时代，我觉得这首歌更显得重要。
In this crooked and wicked age, found this song is even more important.
如果你还不会唱，我们一起来学。
Let's sing together and learn together.
我们第一节慢慢的来。